Well, it's July the 10th, 2018, in the Lucy Coleman studio. Kind of like in the evening, almost gone on. The batteries went low. It's 4:45 on July 10th, a Tuesday. Cooling off in Los Angeles. Thank goodness I was sitting on the front porch a while earlier with Mario. And I said, man, I haven't put a webcast up in a couple of days. And I really hope that you guys had the chance to listen to some of the biblical absolutes that I had up there for you. Because I think listening to those last three offerings that I presented is a gift. Just a gift. And I'm saying that because I listen. But I want to start off in a philosophical mode today. I'm always, you know, like when one of my sons come by to see me and he jumps in the car and he's driving. And I tell him, drive safe. Drive safe. Look out for the other guy. Don't piss nobody off. Don't get him mad at you. Watch out for road rage in Southern California because it happens here. It sure does. And it's not a pretty thing when you see it. He was telling me, one of the young men was driving last night and he said there was someone drunk on the freeway. And they were swerving from lane to lane. And I tell you, I pray for my boys and I tell them, y'all be careful out there. But I was reading the cover and I'm going to play some music from, some people that you love, Cannonball Adderley and Nancy Wilson. Oh, yeah. Chick Corea. And who else I got here? David Benoit. And I got one more guy, that Cuban. Well, I'll let that be the surprise for you because I can barely say his name right. No, that's not right. I got all my music stacked. It's all stacked, ready to play, and I can't not mention his name. Well, I hope I get to him because I want to play some music, want to play some jazz, want to play some lyricists. I'm going to start off with this lady because I believe that without her, we would not have the great voices that we have around us. Nina Simone. We're going to start off with Nina Simone tonight. Lynching may have ended by the time Miss Simone recorded this Billie Holiday classic, Strange Fruit. Because when Billie Holiday was out, and if you ever heard her rendition of this, she sings kind of like she's bemoaning the fact that the black man was hanging on the tree dead. And that was in 1965. But in the heat of the civil rights movement, black lives were being snuffed out just as savagely. Nina has an emotional kinship with Billie Holiday, and you can hear the similarities in their music, and it's obvious here in this cut of Strange Fruit. By the pain and happiness of Holiday recorded, whereas this was replaced by Nina's Rage. And so I want you to listen for that in this. This is a classic if there ever was one. Strange Fruit. And if you are not accustomed to what I'm talking about, is white racists hung black people and even white people that they didn't like, especially if they were cohorting with the blacks just because of the color of their skin. Nina Simone, strange fruit.
Seven trees. Barren, strange fruit. Blood on the leaves. And blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit. For the crows to pluck. Rain together for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the leaves.
If y'all didn't hear that, you're deaf.
Here is a strange and bitter cry.
The acknowledgement of the same is what needs to take place. And this is what Nina, that's why the rage is there. White America has never acknowledged that. And then when you see the same thing happening today in this modern era, and you listen to a classic like that, and you can eat your dinner and go on like nothing is taking place. Thank you, Nina Simone, the late, great Nina Simone. Because I'm telling you, that is a classic. Billie Holiday, the famous African-American jazz female singer, did her rendition, full of passion. But this one was full of anxiety. And Nina allowed that anxiety to take her to another place. She left America to go live in France, if you know the story. Now, I believe that there is a queen of voice. She is still alive. She is about my age. I went to her 60th birthday party at the Hollywood Bowl to see her perform. And she was playing with a full orchestra. I'm going to feature her in this hour of music. And I want to just share something with you. This was recorded in New York City on June 27th and 29th in 1961. And yes, and I remember that because I remember when the album came out on the radio. I was a teenager. And she finished recording it on August 23rd and the 24th in 1961. And it was digitally, it says, remixed by Larry Welch, Capitol Studios in Hollywood, California. And I'm telling you, this is the album. You have Nancy Wilson on the vocals, Cannonball Adderley on the alto saxophone, Nat Adderley, Cannonball's brother, is on the cornet. Joe, how do you say this last name? Sawinul on the piano, and a good job on that piano too. Sam Jones on the bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums. It's a wonderful album. It's simply called Nancy Wilson / Cannonball Adderley. It was the first album of its kind because here you have a female jazz vocalist. Oh, and what a beauty. Nancy Wilson is beautiful. Not was, is beautiful. I want you to listen to what Ron Gravett, these are the original linear notes that he had on the album, and because I want you to know who you're listening to. That's important, especially for you younger people that love the African American jazz scene. And I like the old stuff. The new stuff is pretty good, if it's the Brecker Brothers. But I like this. Listen, it says, one night about 4 years ago in Columbus, Ohio, a willowy young singer took a businessman's holiday from a job as vocalist with Rusty Bryant's band to join friends for an evening at the 502 Club, a local jazz emporium that was rather remarkable. Up-and-coming alto sax player and his swinging combo were appearing. Well, this writer says that the girl was Nancy Wilson, and the young man with the horn was Julian Cannonball Adderley. You have to understand this, man. This was back in the day when I was 17 when I heard this, and my dad loved jazz. And so, wow, I'm eating that up. Their chance meeting that night will always be well remembered by both of them. Nancy did some of the tunes with the band that night, Cannonball Reflects, unrehearsed, off the top of the head stuff, because that's the way it was done back in the day. Didn't have all these studio antics that you see people go through now. Didn't have stuff like that. Even then, the young kid had so much to offer, his tone, his style, and his confidence. And this writer said that they felt like they had gone a long way. Well, I'm going to stop talking, and I want you to listen to Cannonball and Nancy as I played the number one cut on this album, Save Your Love for Me. And you know what? Again, this was the music that influenced me, because these are the kinds of songs that I would sing secretly to my wife. I wasn't that mature to know how to say it, but Nancy can help you out. Listen.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Ooh.
don't want to conceal it. Go on, Nancy.
I really love you.
I know you do.
My dear.
You better sing that song.
And though I know
no good comes from what?
Can come from loving you.
But what?
I can't do a thing. Oh, I'm so in love with you. So darling.
Go on, girl.
On a fool like me, I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun crowd,
yeah,
but for
yeah.
Crying out.
Yeah. There's none like Nancy Wilson. None like Nancy Wilson. Beautiful woman, a beautiful voice. We're going to continue to listen to her. Cut number two on this album is Never Will I Marry. And this was one of my favorites because when I was a youngster, a teenager, going to Fremont High. Come on now. I'm going to put a picture of me up on this website with this webcast so that you could see the way I looked when I was first listening to Nancy Wilson. She has this great little number. Let me play it for you. Let me start playing. Never, never will I marry. Well, I did marry after I did my tour of duty in the Army and came back to Los Angeles and fell in love. But this was my favorite song before I met Andalusia. Never, never will I marry. Nancy Wilson. I don't know why I say we listen. that voice. Where did you hear that last note? Never will I marry Frank Losier. Wrote that tune. We're going to listen to a Nat Adderley tune, a Nat Adderley and C. Lewis, The Old Country. I like this one because when I heard it the first time on a local jazz radio station when I was 17 years old, and I heard it, and they played every cut off of this album on the jazz stations back in the day. A new album like this would break. My goodness, you would. Ooh, and I'd go down there, and I think I'd spend something like $8.75 for the album. Okay, because it was on vinyl, and I had it. And so when I got this thing on CD, you know I was happy. But if you continue to listen to it, Nancy sings this third number here, The Old Country. And I want to dedicate this to me because I'm old now. Nancy's old, but I'm telling you, this listening to this soothes my soul. I'm here in the studio. I could have run to the store and got some more batteries for my recorder here. But I said, you know what? We need to hear some music, and we need to relax, and we need to enjoy life. Nancy, help me out. All right, here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you old man, by the lonesome road.
That's me.
It's about time you're quitting. Life's so tiresome, though. You're so sad and lonely. Got no family.
Not living with me.
Just an old man from some old country.
The USA.
Had no chillin'.
Sing it, girl.
You won't see your homeland slip through me.
Nancy, girl, you did that right. No wonder I love that song. You know, we're going to be listening to more of her later on today, but I got to play some other people. Ooh, that was wonderful. And let me tell you something. The album cover has a picture of Nancy and Adderley. And during that time, Jacqueline Kennedy was the first lady of this country, President Kennedy's wife. and she wore her hair in a little tuck bouffant kind of thing like that. And everybody thought in Jackie was all right for a lady from the Anglo side. She was a beautiful little thing. Young president, what's that, 43 years old, getting in there trying to run this country. Blew his brains out, didn't he? Blew his brains out right next to his wife, sitting in that beautiful pink suit. Blew his brains out. I was a youngster working on Fairfax and Melrose. When the flash came over the radio, it was break time. I was in the drugstore right on the corner of Fairfax and Melrose. There used to be a Rexall drugstore right on the corner. It's a gas station or something there now. And they announced John Kennedy was just shot in Dallas, Texas. And the whole nation for a week cried. It was the kids. It was sad. It was sad the way they killed that man. Just sad. And watching Lee Harvey Oswald get shot by Jack Ruby. Watching it live on black and white TV, albeit, but watching it. This old man sitting here talking to you millennials, I've seen that with my eyes. I saw Jack Ruby shoot Lee Harvey Oswald. Everybody in the black community was saying, oh no, this this is something going on. What I want to do, let's see. I want to play a nice number for you. What's that number written by Billy Strayhorn? I want Chick Corea, one of my favorite musicians, and on the piano. He is. I overheard Eric Reed one night speaking with a young musician at a gig that he was doing, and this young musician kind of badmouthed Chick Corea, and Eric Reed corrected him to get him right, and I was happy about that. I'm looking for the number here that I want to play for you. This is the one that I want to play. I want to play a number which is very difficult to read this man's music and to play it. Chick Corea plays a number written by Thelonious Monk. And this number is called Monk's Mood. Now, Chick Corea is, oh my gosh, for you youngsters that don't know, he is a genius at the keyboards. He just is. He has pictures on this inside flap cover of John Coltrane, Sammy Davis Jr., who's the tap dancer? Oh my God, all the black favorites. Look at this. I had never opened up the cover this way. It is beautiful. He loves the artist that so influenced him. And each of these people, listen to this. And I've never read this before, but I'm going to read it to you now, so you're enjoying this as you can enjoy the music with me. It says, I'd like to dedicate this recording to one of the greatest pianists of all time, Art Tatum. And then he said, I'd also like to acknowledge and to thank all of the wonderful pianists, present and past, who have helped keep the piano music tradition alive. This is a list. This list is a long one. And all these individuals that he has pictures up here, he even has a picture of Marvin Gaye at the keyboard. Yes, he does. And Marvin was a pretty good pianist himself. Then Chick goes on and says, but for their inspiration to me, on the occasion of this recording, I'd like to specifically thank Bella Birdlock, Duke Ellington, Bud Powell, Thelonious Monk, Ahmad Jamal, Horace Silver, Wynton Kelly, Glenn Gould, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, Keith Jarrett, oh yes, and Ivan Prigorovich. I also like to thank those and others who, not specifically pianists, were instrumental in making this thing. He's a very gracious man. That's why I want to play cut number. What was that? That was cut number 6 on this CD. Monk's Mood, and I hope you like it. I like Thelonious Monk. I have some of his music. Some people do not like Thelonious because he doesn't sound like your regular pianist, the chords that he plays and whatnot. And let's see if Chick can do him justice. Monk's Mood. Thank you. Thelonious Monk, Monk's Mood. Ah, played by Chick Corea. Boy, that's some beautiful music. That is some beautiful keyboard stuff. That's why Eric Reed said to that young man, he says, no. Don't speak poorly of Chick. And this man knows knows and loves the art of a good jazz pianist. I'm tempted to go to my rack over there and grab some Eric Reed and play him, because I just love me some Eric Reed. I'm telling you, I haven't met very many people in person, but Eric is a very nice young man. Him being a world-class pianist doesn't mess with him at all. He just takes it in stride. Another guy that takes it in stride too. When I first listened to him, I said, who is this Frenchman? I thought he was a Frenchman. That tells you how much I know. David Benoit. David Benoit is a local DJ here in Long Beach, outskirts of Los Angeles. And David has a radio show. And on K-Jazz here in Los Angeles. And I'm going to play a number that he's very good at playing. He plays this almost as good as the author of it plays it. Now, I'm going to... you'll know who the author is when you hear it. Yeah. It's a nice album. It's called Waiting for Spring. Waiting for Spring. And I'm going to play this number because you all know it. You can't help but to know it. It was made famous back in the late 60s, and David does justice. Cast Your Fate to the Wind. David Benoit. Thank you. somebody tickle those keys like David Benoit. Ah, one of my favorites. I'm telling you, thank you, David. And I have the album. It's called, what is that album called again? I just said it. I got so many things out here in the studio today. Yeah, it's called Waiting for Spring. It is a nice album. I think he made this. Let's see if I can find a year on here. I'm not looking. Oh, here it is. 1989. It's, yeah, 1989. That good music was being done. A lot of this stuff that they have out, well, I don't want to be critical. I shall not be critical. I shall not. Now here's a young man that I've, we'll come back to Nancy. We got some time. Here's a young man I want to play, and I want you to listen to it. He blows a trumpet. I went to see him play once at a supper club and down on Sunset Boulevard. And what did I have down here on the list? Let's see. I'm a Fool. Yes, yes, yes. This is the one. I'm a Fool to Want You. This number here is about 5 minutes and 50 seconds, and it's number 5 on the album. I want to play it. I want you to listen to the trumpet. I have never, since Miles Davis, and I don't think that I'm being obtuse when I say this. Miles Davis blows a beautiful trumpet, but when you hear this young man, along with a young man that's on the drums on this album with him, Willie Jones. Willie Jones is an artist within his own right, has a couple of albums out of his own, and Willie plays with Eric a lot. Alright, it starts off, I'm a Fool to Want You, and I want you to appreciate this. Roy Hargrove, very talented young man on that. He got a number of people on this album with him, so let me give them props, and then we'll come back to Nina before I say goodnight. You got Roy Hargrove Quintet. His personnel is Roy is on the flugelhorn and the trumpet, and then you got Shelley Irby is on the saxophone, the alto saxophone. Larry Willis is on the piano, and Gerald Cannon is on the bass, and Willie Jones the third is on the drums. So let's listen to this quintet. Thank you. Jones is getting warmed up in the background on those drums. Listen, here he goes. This drum solo by Willie Jones. Jones featured on the drums. Man, I'm telling you, what an album. I told you, that young man is a great trumpet player, and I've only been blessed one time to see him play in person here in L.A., and I hope that I get a chance to see him blow this horn. Nice looking kid, too. Very nice looking. You know, you I'm telling you, some of these melanin-rich brothers... Beautiful, man, to see these young men playing these horns like that. And very talented, very talented. And, you know, you don't hear much about the use of cocaine, and I'm not saying that he does or he doesn't, but you don't hear about it. Let me go back to my featured album now, Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. I want to play the number that I like the most, and yeah, it's a nice one. I think you'll like it. It's called Happy Talk. Happy Talk, that's all I want to hear. Thank you. Happy Talk. What's that, Nancy? Say it.
Happy Talk, keep talking happy talk about things you'd like to do.
I was 17 years old when this album came out. Nancy Wilson and Julian Cannonball Adderley. They played it on the jazz station. Whenever they played it, I turned my little, you know, we had transistor radios, and earplugs hadn't come out yet. And I had this little plastic radio. I still have one in that shape. And when you would hear that come on the radio, everybody's radio volumes would go high. We had hi-fi sets back then. And to hear Nancy Wilson, I keep saying that, and Cannonball Adderley on the radio or on your record, on your hi-fi system, was something beautiful. This was something beautiful too, because this is the song that introduced me into how beautiful a woman's voice can be. When a man treats a woman like dirt and the woman gets wind of it, she's not going to stick around and look at him. She's going to look him straight in his face and tell him that
Your eyes
what?
Don't shine.
Wow, she found you out.
Like they used to shine.
Well, let me kiss you.
And the thrill is gone.
What you mean the thrill is gone?
When your lips.
When my lips.
Meet mine.
There ain't no more thrill. What you trying to say, girl?
I'm afraid.
What you afraid of?
The masquerade.
Huh?
Is over.
I'm not masquerading. What you talking about? Where you going, Nancy?
And so is love.
Love is over.
And so is love.
I'll let Nancy finish this alone.
Your words don't mean. What they used to mean. They were once despised. Now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade. And so is love. And so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci. And get myself a clown.
Sing. Oh, that's beautiful.
You look the same.
Say it.
But my heart says no.
My heart says no. You're not the same.
No, you're not.
No. Then you change.
You're not the same.
So the masquerade's over. We can break this up.
I'm afraid.
Ooh. Yeah.
The masquerade is over.
It's over. Tell them, baby.
All over.
All right.
And so is love.
I end it only as you can, Nancy.
So
now I want you to take this last line and I want you to put your signature
it's
on
over.
It.
There
it is. That's it, Nancy. Put your signature on it.
And so is love.
I told told you, I'm not playing with you. You guys want to know something? I love the life that I'm living. And when God gives me a memory of the beauty of that sound, of that woman's voice, and her singing that song, if all of my contemporaries were alive, they would say, "Yeah, John, that was something." Well, now, I'm going to let you hear the Adderley Brothers play again. "Sleepin' Bee," Nancy sings this, and that's how I'm going to end up the show, even though we're a little over an hour, but I think you would want to hear this. Nancy Wilson, take us out. I enjoyed this hour. Beautiful.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long look after land, where you see a sun of sky with a morning hue, and where the days go laughing by as love comes calling on.
Say goodbye. I've enjoyed this hour, and I hope that you have. Just had to break in and play some music. Have some fun in the studio. Oh, I have fun when I'm putting my sermons up, but I think that there's a time for us to loosen up. See, and that's what the fundamentalists couldn't do. The fundamentalists don't know how to back off. I can back off and enjoy the arts. And I'm telling you, thank you for spending that time with me. All right? Bye-bye.